Welcome to the 445th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. Stay tuned for my interview with Reason Rivers, author of the debut novel, Payment. Stay tuned for the interview. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Reason Rivers, author of the debut novel, Payment. Reese, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much for having me.
Sure. If someone hasn't heard yet about your book, Payment, how would you describe the novel?
It's a back-to-basics gothic horror set in 19th century Northern England. And it's very back-to-basics, haunted houses, creepy goings-on, that kind of thing. I just wanted to get back to the horror genre it used to be, and not stay away from what it's become, but remind ourselves as to where everything that's come from that actually did come from.
And so what was the original idea or impetus that led you to write Payment?
Actually, it started off as a competition entry. I was on an amateur author's website, and they put a posting out for a competition to write a short story in horror theme. So that's where this novel was conceived. It was only a 7,000 word short story, but decided just to grow it, just to evolve it, to see what happened.
You mentioned earlier that it's more gothic style versus many horror novels and movies that rely on shock and gore. What attracted you to that quieter style of horror in your novel?
I think it's a lot easier to put to words. I think with a lot of what modern horror has become, it relies on instant visual perception, kind of thing. When you put things into writing, you've got to describe each and everything using a number of words. So you've got to put a more subtler style to it in order to get that build up.
Are there writers and authors that inspire you on your own writing journey?
For this one in particular, I was inspired by the authoress of The Woman in Black, Susan Hill. That was a very, very subtly written and increased its intensity. So she was definitely an inspiration in writing this one. But along the way, I've been inspired by many, many writers. Stephen King is a good one to read, J.R.R. Tolkien, and Terry Pratchett, actually.
And so do you remember the first fiction that you ever wrote?
The first fiction that I wrote? Oh, blimey. Probably be a school project. I got into writing. I had my first kind of story ambition, should I say, I think, where when I was about 11, and I started writing a fantasy, taking elements from everything that has already been done before. But yeah, probably school projects.
Well, you mentioned earlier that this originally started for this writing contest as a short story. What was your journey to then getting the novel published?
I didn't win the competition in the end. I can't even remember if I came second or third, but I thought I've been limited to 7,000 words, and I thought there's still so much more of this. So there's so many unexplored elements to this, which I wouldn't want to leave unexplored. So I thought if I've got an idea, if I've got half a project here already, let's make it a proper story. Let's explore all the different elements to it. And yeah, it's turned this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Short story into a full-length novel. So upon completion of that, I researched self-publishing guides and found myself a fantastic cover artist and got it online.
And so are you working on another novel now?
I've actually got two projects on the go on the side. And I know it's not always ideal to have more than one going, but the first one is a medieval style adventure imbibed with history and a subtle humour, that sort of thing. And the other one is a delving into 1700s legal proceedings.
Well, given your experience of writing and then publishing your novel Payment, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories and novels?
Just write your story. There are so many barriers that people put up for themselves, or that they have one small setback and so they give up. Just write your story. It's not going to get written for you. You've just got to write it yourself.
And so, what fiction or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed and that you would recommend?
Probably a book called Fingerprints of the Gods by Graham Hancock, which is a nonfiction. I don't actually read a lot of nonfiction, but he is a British historian who basically theorizes that human civilization is a lot older than what historical records currently officially believe it is. His works are very much slandered by mainstream archaeology and mainstream, I guess it could be the right word, historians, but he has a lot of compelling... There's more and more evidence being uncovered that suggests that he might not be entirely... wrong.
So do you think that those theories might show up in a future novel?
Potentially. He's written quite a lot of fiction himself regarding his research. I wouldn't want to not necessarily take away from that, but I wouldn't want to jump on someone else's life's work.
Sure. Where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novel Payment?
I'm very basic when it comes to social media. Mm-hmm. I've got my own Facebook page, which is simply Resend Rivers Writing. And I'm on Instagram as well, which again is the same, just Resend Rivers Writing.
Great. And what has been the self-publishing process for you with Amazon? How did that work for you? And is there anything that you would do differently with your second book?
For Amazon, I basically subscribe to a self-publishing online company called PublishDrive. You upload your novel and then they do all the distribution for you. And for me, it's dead easy. I don't have to think about the uploading and keeping it maintained, that kind of thing. That's all done by PublishDrive. Would I do anything differently? I think, mate, probably not for my second one, to be honest. If the ball gets rolling quite a bit quicker and my work's become a lot more, I don't say a lot more successful, but certainly move on a lot faster, then I might seek to take more control of the distribution. But for what I've got, PublishDrive works just fine.
That's great. And how did you discover them?
A simple Google search for online publishing.
Gotcha.
And just learning how to do it.
Sure. Again, we've been speaking with Rees N. Rivers, author of the debut novel Payment. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Rees, thanks for doing this interview.
Oh, thanks very much for having me. It's been fun.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.